This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Good Friday, March 29th, AD 2024. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. One young Pakistani Christian woman explained how she's been discriminated against in her Muslim-majority nation, according to International Christian Concern. She said, quote, "I faced discrimination at my university while studying at a private university in Lahore. Being the only Christian student in my academic department, a teacher deliberately used to give me an F grade because of my faith. I repeated that course 3 times during the tenure of that teacher, failing to secure a grade other than F. However, I managed to get an A as soon as the teacher was replaced," end quote. In John 15, 18, Jesus said, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you." Open Doors reports that Pakistan is the 7th most difficult nation worldwide in which to be a Christian. More U.S. missionaries stranded in Haiti after criminal gangs overran the country in late February have been rescued after weeks of waiting, reports the Christian Post. In a Facebook statement Sunday night, Jill Dolan of Love a Neighbor Ministry, who's been working as a missionary in Haiti since October 2013 with her husband Ryan, reported that she was among those waiting to be rescued. In the midst of national turmoil, a helicopter rescued the Dolan family. She wrote, quote, "The 5 in our family who were stuck in Port-au-Prince for 24 days are out of harm's way. However, we leave behind our 3 children that we are in the process of adopting, as well as over 200 kids in our care at the orphanage," end quote. Dolan arrived in Florida at 9 p.m. Saturday. She explained that, quote, "The crisis in Haiti reaches way beyond just where the gangs are present. The stronghold on the country and the ability for goods and gasoline to travel freely throughout the country have been greatly impacted. Skyrocketing prices, businesses shut down, banks closed, the list goes on. Just when we think it cannot get worse in Haiti, it does," end quote. Jill Dolan and her family's Love a Neighbor ministry lived out Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39, in which Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself." Biden administration officials are in preliminary conversations about options for stabilizing post-war Gaza, including a proposal for the Pentagon to help fund either a multinational force or a Palestinian peacekeeping team, reports Politico.com. The options being considered would not involve U.S. troops on the ground, according to Defense Department officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Instead, Pentagon funding would go toward the needs of the security force and complement assistance from other countries. Asked for comment, a senior Biden administration official said, quote, "We are working with partners in various scenarios for interim governance and security structures in Gaza once the crisis recedes," end quote. It could be weeks or months before Washington and its partners approve any plan, especially since regional players want to see a commitment to a so-called two-state solution before seriously engaging with the options. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has categorically rejected the two-state solution, which would establish an independent state of Palestine alongside the state of Israel in the region west of the Jordan River. On Tuesday, March 26, the Supreme Court held a 90-minute-long hearing about the abortion kill pill, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Today, 63% of mothers who choose to abort do so chemically with mifepristone, not surgically. First, it's deadly to the baby, blocking the hormone called progesterone, which God created to stabilize the lining of the uterus. This, in turn, cuts off blood and nourishment to the baby, who then dies of starvation inside the mother's womb. Second, the abortion kill pill is dangerous to the mothers who swallow it. Chemical abortions have four times the complications compared to surgical abortions. Indeed, since it came on the market in 2000, the percent of visits to the emergency room as a result of chemical abortions has soared by 500%. In 2020 alone, when 500,000 mothers aborted their babies with the abortion kill pill, 25,000 of them either went to the emergency room or required surgical follow-up. Because they were unable to expel the dead baby, they experienced hemorrhaging, bleeding, and infection, which can be life-threatening. That's why, in August 2023, the Fifth Circuit Court reinstated three minimal standards for the abortion kill pill, which, number one, limited the use of the abortion pill to the first 7 weeks of pregnancy. Number two, ended mail-order chemical abortions. And number three, required in-person medical visits prior to the abortion kill pill being prescribed. According to Live Action's reporting, there were four shocking admissions from the case, including the claim by Danko, the private abortion kill pill manufacturer, that restricting their sales would quote-unquote injure their business. Justice Samuel Alito reiterated to Danko attorney Jessica Ellsworth that the Fifth Circuit Court's ruling would not prohibit Danko from selling mifepristone, the abortion kill pill. However, it would prohibit it from being sent through the mail, which would limit its sales.
I gather your injury is that you think you're going to sell more if the restrictions that previously were in place were lifted.
Yes.
So you're going to make more money.
The injury is that we are prevented from selling our product in line with FDA's scientific judgment about the safe and efficacious use of the drug.
And you're going to be harmed because you're going to sell more.
I think that certainly a company's ability to market its product is a part of how it considers the regulatory scheme that governs its conduct.
And finally, more than two decades after it was shuttered by Time Incorporated, Life magazine will be revived, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Shuttered in 2000, Life became known for using photographs to tell stories of the news of the week. Bedford Media, the holding company founded by model and entrepreneur Carly Kloss and her husband, investor Josh Kushner, has acquired the publishing rights to Life. Josh is the brother of Jared Kushner, Donald Trump's son-in-law. Kloss said, quote, "We see Life as an uplifting and unifying voice in a chaotic media landscape," end quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Good Friday, March 29th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.